855-840-4825 to be heard on The Mike Huckabee Show.
Welcome back to The Mike Huckabee Show for this Thursday. Marcella Burke is an attorney and is involved in a case for a very special little girl that she's trying to help. And she's taking the case pro bono just because she's greatly moved by what's going on with this family. And this is a family that is covered by TRICARE, which is the military health insurance. And what makes this troubling is that a lot of people have said that Obamacare is based on TRICARE. And one of the concerns that many of us have had is that when you have the government making decisions about people's health care, one of the challenges, when do they get to decide, oh, you don't get the coverage? They may say, well, it's universal coverage, but then they decide exactly what is going to be covered. And so there's a special case involving a young lady by the name of Caitlin Samuels. And she has been denied some coverage that is really helpful to her. And Marcella is trying to help them. Marcella, welcome to the Mike Huckabee Show.
Good afternoon, Governor. Thanks for having us.
And by the way, I understand you've got a brother serving in Afghanistan, and he's stationed over there now and gets to listen to us from time to time.
I do. My brother is Michael Colbert, and he's listening now with his battle buddies in the 321st Engine Company at Fort Kunduz in Afghanistan.
Well, we want to say thanks to Michael and all the pals that he's with over there. God bless them and keep them safe from harm. We deeply appreciate those who serve us, and I'm just happy to be able to say hello to your brother and to all of his fellow soldiers over there in Afghanistan. All right, Marcella, tell us about the case with Caitlin. She's got a very severe disability that she's had for a long time, a severe case of scoliosis, and needs a lot of therapy and has been denied certain types of it. Why?
Well, Caitlin's condition affects the way her brain communicates with the rest of her body. And so she needs a lot of physical therapy to help her control her body. So that way, essentially, her scoliosis does not become life-threatening. And the government, through TRICARE, has covered this therapy for 6 years. So for 6 years, she's been getting very special therapy. And her therapy is special because it's on a horse. Unlike other little kids that suffer with scoliosis or cerebral palsy and other disorders that Caitlin also has, they often use a ball or a bench or different other tools for their therapy, but that doesn't work for Caitlin. She's a very special girl, a very special case. And so they put her on a horse one day, and it was just life-changing. Her parents, her therapist, had never seen her respond so well to physical therapy. So for 6 years, she's gotten her therapy on her horse, Uno. And about 2 years ago, they got essentially a letter in the mail saying, we're not paying. And they've been fighting that ever since.
And they say it's because that particular therapy, they classify it as experimental and not proven. Is that their excuse?
Well, essentially. Essentially, 2 years ago, they got a letter in the mail saying, we're not going to cover this anymore. And the family went through 5 administrative appeals through the government in the briar patch of Kafka-esque federal bureaucracy. They prevailed, and they actually had an administrative law judge in TRICARE rule in their favor and say this therapy is medically necessary and it is proven to work. We were wrong to deny it, and it needs to be reinstated. And what happened is 6 months later, they get a letter in the mail from a bureaucrat in Washington, D.C., who's never met Caitlin, who'd never seen a piece of the evidence at the trial that had already gone on, and just said no. Despite what the judge said and despite all these findings, we're just telling you it's not medically necessary, it's not proven to work, and we're not paying.
You know, the irony of this, Marcella, is that her local medical team that treats little Caitlin, her family, in other words, all the people closest to her, including her therapist, say, this is really making a difference in Caitlin's life. It's really helping her. But somebody who is a couple of thousand miles away, who's never seen her, never met her, knows nothing about the family, is not a doctor, has decided that the therapy is not valid. Is that an accurate assessment?
It is. And it's left the family very powerless. The entire decision was very senseless. It's actually less expensive for the government to help pay for the therapy on a horse than it is to pay for therapy using a ball, for instance. But they insist that they're just not going to pay for what A works, what B is less expensive for the family and for the taxpayer. And for people in Washington, D.C. who pledge to do all that they can to support the military, it's also very hypocritical for them to, like you've said, not help a family on a very local level. So they preach platitudes, and it doesn't seem to be helping the people that are next door to us, like the Samuels.
And I think it's important for us to point out the Samuels have TRICARE coverage because he was served in the military. So this is coverage that he has earned. And I want to say very clearly, I've said this so many different times over the last 30 years. Anybody who serves in the military is not getting an entitlement. They're simply being given what they were promised. The United States of America said to our military members, if you will go and serve and wear the uniform of our country, put your life on the line for us, separate yourselves from your family and your friends for long periods of time, then here are the things we will do for you. And we said education and assisting with housing and health care. Now, they kept their promise to us.
Right.
But we are not keeping our promise to them, and it is beyond dishonorable for the United States to not absolutely keep every promise to families like the Samuels. You know, when I saw, Marcella, what the therapy cost for the year, I'm thinking, gosh, that's less than most physical therapists cost over the course of a month. So
right,
I don't
but for
understand.
A lot of military families, it's actually quite expensive. Because military aren't paid as well oftentimes as the rest of us. So even though it doesn't seem like a lot to a lot of us, it's a lot for a family like the Samuels. And so what this case is about, like you said, it's helping those who have helped us. And we need to take care of those who serve us in the military. And you're exactly right. There are a couple things people can do to help Caitlin right now. They can write letters to the senators and the congresspeople that have already been contacted about this case to help Caitlin.
Are there any
key
congressmen or senators that they need to contact?
Absolutely. Caitlin's congressperson is Michael Burgess, who's a doctor out of Keller, Texas.
I know Michael. Right.
And then we have Senator Ted Cruz and Senator John Cornyn, who've been in touch with us and are figuring out now what they'll be doing to help Caitlin. But there's certainly a lot that they can do, and there's a Facebook page Caitlin has, and also Caitlin's Fund, which our law firm, Akin Gump, has set up for her to take donations. So there's been a lot of press about this story, and people can give to Caitlin and to other military families like Caitlin through Caitlin's foundation. And there's all that information on Caitlin's Facebook page.
Okay, and how can they get to Caitlin's Facebook page?
The Facebook page is called Our Military Deserves Better, Americans for Caitlin Samuels. And that Facebook page has all the press. It has all the information on how to write to senators and congresspeople. It has a draft of a letter, has addresses, phone numbers, and it has how to donate to the Caitlin Foundation.
And we've got a link to that at our website, MikeHuckabee.com. So if you didn't catch all of that, you hear me talk about our website all the time, MikeHuckabee.com. There is a link to Caitlin's Facebook page and all of the information that Marcella has just told us. First of all, thank you for helping the Samuels family, and God bless you for that. And I hope enough people can make noise to congressmen, to senators, and that this incredible injustice will be fixed, because it's just, you know what, I don't care what it costs. That's not the point. It's not about the amount of money. It would actually be a savings to the taxpayer. But the fact is, if that's what this little girl needs, and her doctor and her family think so, then I don't want some clerk in D.C. saying that that's not what she needs. That's what I worry about Obamacare. And let's hope we can help Caitlin. We'll be back with General Jerry Boykin in just a moment. You are listening to The Mike Huckabee Show.